This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Mach, and Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Breaking news about right after the 11:30 news. Out of Madison, Madison police are investigating a shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. It's at 4901 East Buckeye Road. Multiple injuries reported. The scene is considered active. You are asked to avoid the area. Those are all the details that we have right now. CNN has now picked it up. I believe the Associated Press has picked it up as well. Tragic news this morning. Madison police investigating a shooting at Abundant Life Christian School, 4901 East Buckeye Road, with multiple injuries reported. They are asking folks to stay away from that area. The last thing they need in a situation like this is people gawking.
Yes.
It just makes their jobs that much more difficult. And I'm sure we will have an update for you at the noon news and all throughout the day as more details become available for you. I know our news department is jumping on this as well. Just a reminder, you have a couple minutes left until noon to text the word LIGHTS, L-I-G-H-T-S. Text the word LIGHTS via the Civic Media app. It is our statewide text to win adult gift list contest. We are playing this hour for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Your next chance in the 1 o'clock hour with Todd Alba, and then in the 4 p.m. hour with Dom Salvia. Right now, though, the word is LIGHTS, L-I-G-H-T-S. You got to get the spelling right. It won't count otherwise.
L-I-G-H-T-S.
There you go.
Lights plural.
Lights plural. All right, just about 11:54. Kelvin, that means it is time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever see something you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. Jane Says at civicmedia.us. This is from today.com. Headline reads, these Ivy League baby names may grow on you, says baby name consultant. Parents want a name that gives off an air of polish, says baby name consultant Colleen Slagan. First of all.
Whoa, there's a windup, folks.
There are baby name consultants.
Of course there are.
I thought that was your sister and your cousin and your mother and your girlfriends. This is someone's job?
Yeah, and I'm sure they make a lot of money doing it, too.
Okay. Sometimes they call it the CEO test or the Supreme Court test, but baby name consultant Colleen Slagan says many expecting parents are looking for Ivy League names. They want a name that gives off an air of polish, that ages well and will work in any environment. Colleen is a mom of three herself. She says, obviously, I don't think that just because you named your kid Onyx, they can't be a CEO. Times have changed. Culture has changed. But I think that's where the parents are coming from. At their core, they want success for their children. And they're hoping to manifest that name that evokes sophistication. Some of the Ivy League boy names, according to Mrs. Slagan... Callaway and Frazier. You name your kid Callaway, he's going to get beat up really early on in his life. Callaway.
No, yeah.
Not Calvin. Callaway.
I wasn't thinking Calvin at any point during this conversation, but you...
Whitaker.
Whitaker?
Whitaker.
Ugh.
Brooks. Bartholomew. Richmond Beaumont Hawthorne III. Well, you put a name, you put a number behind anything, and that's going to give you that ew. Stetson. Sure. Gwyneth Paltrow named her daughter after a piece of fruit. You can name your son after a hat.
That goes along with this whole, like, Yellowstone, Bass Reeves, Landman TV show culture we have now where guys think they're cowboys because they watch a TV show about it.
About cowboys.
So I'm going to name my son Stetson. You live in Brookfield.
Ivy League girl names Palmer. Vivian. I like Vivian. I think that's nice.
Vivian's not. That's a beautiful
name. That's a pretty name.
No, that shouldn't.
Sinclair.
That is not a girl's name?
I worked for a company called, no, not Sinclair. Kensington.
I hate that.
Wellesley, which is the name of a college.
Wellesley. Yeah. Well, that's your automatic in. Like, my kids are going to be named Harvard, Exeter, Brown.
Wellesley and Yale.
And MATC.
McKinley.
Oh, God.
And Georgina. Colleen Slagan, baby name consultant. Also says, if you want to find a quick way to create an Ivy League name for your baby, try using a surname or your last name as a first name. So feel free to name your child Matt Nair Schmidt, and we'll see how that works out for you.
Matt Nair on air Schmidt. The fourth.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up tomorrow, Representative Mark Pocan will be joining us. Our colleague and friend Terry Barr, the genie of just about everything at Civic Media, she will be here. We're going to talk about Haws, Humane Animal Welfare Society in Waukesha. They have a big adoption event going on, so I hope you will join us for that. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and texting and listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. Stay here. News is coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.